In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
You all are back at Sunday school today after a couple of weeks of not having it, right? And I know you had a break from school, and you went back to school, right? How's that going? You like going back to school?
Yeah.
Now, some of you do, some of you don't. Some of you do, don't.
Yeah.
Any of you guys have a favorite teacher at school? Think about it. You have a favorite teacher? You want to tell me something about your favorite teacher? Gabe? Oh, because she used to live by you? Friends with your teacher. Neighbors with your teacher. Okay. Anyone else have a favorite teacher you want to talk about? Habib? What's your teacher's name? Your gym teacher? Okay. Anything particular you want to share about your teacher? No. You just like your gym teacher, right? Who else? Lexi?
My teacher painted my nails.
Oh, she does your nails. That's good. Love your teacher, right? See, teachers can do all sorts of things, okay? I want to share something with you guys. Thank you for telling me about your teachers. Some of your teachers are neighbors. Some of your teachers do nice things for you, or you just like them for some reason. I have a favorite teacher, a favorite experience I want to share with you. When I was in the sixth grade, I had a teacher, Miss Larkin, and she used to read to us. Now think about it. Sixth grade, we're old enough to read. We had plenty of reading to do on our own. But she used to take our free time at homeroom, and she read. She read a story. It was two of them. One was called The Outsiders. So it was about young people, and they were different experiences. They were in gangs, you know, and they got into fights, and they had friendships and breakups, and it was really exciting. So we had a nice teacher who read that to us and helped us experience that. And Rumblefish was the other story. And I loved that. So I always remember that about Miss Larkin, and I like her for that. It's really a sign of a good teacher, you know. I want to say this, when they don't just tell you things, but they show you. There's an expression that says, don't just tell me, show me, right? So she was a good teacher. She showed us. And better than that, she experienced it with us, right? See, like I said, we were old enough to read all sorts of books, but here was a different, new kind of book, and our teacher read to us. So we were all in the classroom listening and experiencing all these things in the story with the help of our teacher. So that's a sign of a really good teacher, and I wanted to share that with you today. But, you know, I don't really want to talk about teachers from school, you know, because this is church, and this is our sermon. You know who I really want to talk about? Guess. William.
John the Baptist?
Well, close. I want to talk about Jesus today and God. But John the Baptist has an important part to play in this. Anybody here know what feast day we just celebrated this week?
Christmas.
Hold on. That's a good one, Gabriel.
His birthday,
right? That was a couple of weeks ago. And then just this past week, we celebrated another major feast. Alexa? Epiphany, right. And what happens at Epiphany is we remember Jesus' baptism by John the Baptist in the River Jordan, right? This is important feast day, and they're connected together. Jesus' birth and his baptism, really everything Jesus does in the gospel stories, they're important to us because they save us. That's what our church teaches. Everything Jesus does saves us. You know, if he eats, it saves us. If he gets baptized, it saves us. When he's born, it saves us. And of course, when he suffers and dies on the cross, that's the main thing that saves us. So we call all of these things that Jesus does in the body under a general term. I want to teach you a new word today. Jesus is God made man, God born into the world. God made a human being just like all of us here, and we call that the incarnation. God who is invisible, God who we can't even imagine God, who nobody has seen or nobody could look upon, becomes a person and is born into the world and is a man. That's a great mystery we want to tell you about today. And I want to tell you how it relates to a good teacher. See, in the whole history of the world, of what we know about God, God was always teaching people, wasn't he? You guys know what the Old Testament is? You know where to find that in the Bible?
Yeah.
Way back, right? If you look in Genesis, if you look in Exodus and all the early books, God is always talking to people. He's teaching them. And he's doing it usually through different ways. He's doing it through words, through a law he gives to Moses, to commandments. He does it through prophets, right? He gives his word to people who go around and tell other people, this is what God wants you to do. This is what God expects of you. You better do it. But then, at a certain point in history, God teaches us and reveals himself to us in a totally different way. He does it through a son, as it says in the Epistle of Hebrews. He speaks to us through his son. That's what we call the incarnation. That's what we call God being born into the world. So, like a good teacher, like a very good teacher, God just doesn't tell us what to do. He comes into the world and he shows us, right? He himself becomes a man, a person. He himself experiences everything that we experience in life. You could hear stories about Jesus being hungry in the Gospels, being thirsty, crying, you know, getting angry, feeling compassion, being tired, being weary, needing to rest, wanting to pray. All the things that we experience, Jesus himself experiences. So this is how God is, boys and girls, and all of us today. This is how God is to us, and this is what we really celebrate in the feast days. Christmas, his birth; Epiphany, his baptism. God becoming one of us and showing us the way to do it. So, what happens at Epiphany? Somebody said the baptism of Jesus, or did I say that, right? The baptism of Jesus, right? That's a very important feast day for us. We were with our bishop last night. We did a blessing of the water, and then he celebrated Vespers, and he gave a little sermon, and he told us, he said, reminded us, Jesus didn't come into the world just to save you and I, right? He came to save everything, all of the creation. Every single thing he created. That means boys and girls and moms and dads and dogs and cats and water and rocks and trees, right? Everything in the creation is, Bishop Anthony said, redeemed, sanctified, and made perfect, made new in Jesus' baptism. When Jesus enters into the water, it's a miraculous event. So we always want to remember that. Everything Jesus does in the Gospels is for us and for our salvation. And like a good teacher, he's coming into the world to show us how to be a real human being, right? How many of you are going to get water today before you go home? Right? You're going to get some holy water. We'll talk about this before we dismiss everybody, but you're not going to be here for that. So I want to remind you, after Sunday school, you come back to church and you can take some holy water. It's been blessed at Epiphany. We put the cross into it. We say the prayers. And our remembrance of Jesus' baptism makes that water holy. It makes it not just regular water, but it's life. It's blessed. It's saved by Jesus. Just like you and I and all of us are saved by Jesus, that water is saved because he came to save it all, right? So you take some of that home. You can take sips of it in a little cup. Don't throw the cups away, right? We'll have a little special place for you to put your cups. You don't want to throw them away in the garbage if you take sips. And if you bring a bottle from home, either today or another day, you can take some of that holy water home and keep it with you and use it in a time of need or use it when you pray. Or when Father comes to visit your home to do a blessing with more water, you can add your water to the water that he brings, okay? So a blessed feast of Epiphany to all of you. Remember, it's all about Jesus becoming a man, being incarnate. That's a special word, I hope you remember. The incarnation of God in Jesus is what we remember for the Feast of Epiphany and for Christmas, the two great feasts we just celebrated in the life of the church, okay? Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back in Sunday school, and it's wonderful to have you here in the new year. So we'll let you go back to your pews with your classrooms and your teachers and continue our liturgy today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.